Jessica, thanks for joining us for Alamogordo. Now, this week, we are starting off talking about something that the Las Cruces Sun News is running, that you are running it at the Alamogordo Daily News, regarding 2nd District Democratic Congresswoman Xochitl Torres-Small's first 100 days in office. What can you share with us?
So the congresswoman sat down with reporters from the Las Cruces newspaper and talked about her first 100 days in office. Now, they went over a lot of topics, but the one that catches our attention, especially in this portion of the state, is her feelings on issues at the southern border. So she spent the weekend here in her district addressing those issues, talking to people, and it's going to be a great read for those who are interested in how she feels she did over the last 100 days and what might be coming up, especially when it comes to how she is going to help us in this area address the larger issue of immigration at New Mexico's southern border.
What were some of the things that the congresswoman said in regards to this issue?
She has had many conversations, according to her, to locals. That includes ranchers, people who live along the border, persons who are stakeholders in the issue. And she has spent, according to her, tons of time talking to them about what kind of solution they would like to see. But part of her job, too, is also to weigh those comments with what can we reasonably do. And that includes understanding the process of asylum seekers, how our local agents with Border Patrol and Immigration and Customs are dealing with the huge number of migrants, the influx that are coming through that southern border. So she spent the weekend touring that area.
Okay, now moving on, we have news of a handprint wall going up at Kids Zone.
About 550 reproduced tiles were put back up at the Kids Zone Park over the weekend. It was a project by the Otero County Leadership Class. Now, those original tiles were destroyed in the 2016 fire. Clay Time, which is a veteran-owned pottery studio at the Granada Shopping Center, helped to reproduce the tiles that were destroyed. They're beautiful examples of what a community can do when it comes together. And each of these tiles has either a name or a handprint of a local child original to the wall when the first park was built, I believe, back in the 1990s. Now, they were destroyed, like I said, in a 2016 fire, and this is just a great way for the community to honor what was lost and give it a new life.
Okay, thanks for that update. Now we only have about 30 seconds left. What can you share with us in regards to the mill levy being approved by voters?
The final tally was 3,814 in favor, 3,365 opposed, so it passed. Now, the mill levy will generate about $1.6 million per year. Now, this money is a continuation of taxes. Your taxes are not going to be raised at all, and it will help to pay for maintenance projects at local schools. So this is a good win for the kids.
All right, Jessica, thank you so much for the update on Alamogordo Now. We'll talk with you next week.
Look forward to it.